Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to continue our discussion of learning how to deal with our emotions. For a number of weeks, really for a number of months, we've been talking about how to overcome in the trials of life by learning to see reality as it truly is, or the way things really are. Reality is everything as God sees it. If you can learn to see things the way God sees them and then act in agreement with that, you will overcome even in the hardest times of your life. Well, part of the process of learning to see reality as it truly is and walking in the light of it is learning how to deal with emotions. We've already covered a lot of ground. This week, we're going to specifically focus on talking about regret, how you deal with regret. But let me just review briefly and set the stage for this week's discussion. We've said that although emotions were given to us by God, like every other part of human nature, they've been corrupted by sin, beginning with the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. Emotions often give us incorrect information, and they motivate us to act in ways that are destructive and sinful. Everybody listening can think of a time when you let your emotions drive you to do something destructive or sinful. Our emotions must therefore be brought under the control of the Word of God. Now, for the past 2 weeks, we've been specifically focusing on dealing with sorrow. Sorrow is sadness or anguish due to the loss of someone or something dear to us. Now, such losses stimulate feelings of sorrow and grief. Dealing with sorrow has to be dealt with in an ungodly way, because if you don't know how to deal with sorrow, it can turn into despondency and hopelessness, and all kinds of bad stuff can come out of that. Dealing with sorrow does not mean that we pretend we're not sad when we're really sad. It doesn't mean we deny that we're in pain because we've lost someone or something dear to us. Dealing with sorrow means remembering God and His Word in the midst of your sorrow over your loss. Over the past couple weeks, we've looked a lot at Paul. He experienced much sorrow in his life. Yet he spoke about being sorrowful yet rejoicing in 2 Corinthians 6:10. He spoke of rejoicing in hope in Romans 12:12, and he spoke of rejoicing in hope of the glory of God in Romans 5:2. Now, that doesn't mean Paul acted like he was happy or pretended he wasn't sad. No, he was sad, sorrowful, yet he rejoiced. Paul made a choice to rejoice despite how he felt. Rejoicing is an action, not a feeling. See, sometimes people misunderstand the kind of things I'm saying here to mean feel better, try to feel better, make yourself feel better, don't admit you feel bad. And then somebody says, rejoice in the midst of this. And they go, I can't do it. I don't feel like it. Well, I totally get that. But good news, rejoicing doesn't have anything to do with feelings. It's an action, not an emotion. To rejoice means to encourage and strengthen yourself by talking about who God is and what He has done, is doing, and will do. Let me repeat that. To rejoice means to encourage and strengthen yourself by talking about who God is and what He has done, is doing, and will do. And eventually you will feel better, but you're not doing it based on feelings. You're doing it because it's always appropriate to praise the Lord or talk about who God is and what He has done, is doing, and will do, no matter what you see, no matter how you feel. one of the times Paul spoke, well, when he talked about rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God, the word rejoice that he uses actually means to boast in or about the Lord. He boasted about the Lord in the face of sorrowful circumstances. Now, we said last week that the Bible tells us that God gives us joy for sorrow. Now, this joy is not an emotion, although it can and will affect our emotions. The joy that God gives us is His joy resident in us because we're born again. We're now branches of the vine, and we partake of the life of the vine. The fruit of the Spirit is in us, and one of those fruits is joy. Joy is a spiritual strength that enables us to keep going until the pain of the loss eases. Joy, the joy that's in us because we're born of God, is activated by talking about God's past, present, and future help and provision. See, when you begin to rejoice, when you begin to encourage and strengthen yourself by talking about who God is and what He has done, is doing, and will do, it draws up that fruit of joy. It activates the fruit of joy to strengthen you to stand until you feel better. Now, let's add a new element this week. In addition to grief over loss of someone that we love or loss of something that we love or that was important to us, in addition to that kind of grief, we've all experienced sorrow or grief over choices we've made. This isn't necessarily where we lost someone dear to us through death or through something else, or where we lost something important to us. This is where we made a choice, a decision, and it didn't turn out the way we thought it would. And it produces sorrow. Everybody listening, I'm sure, has examples of times you made a decision, made a choice, and it didn't turn out the way you hoped. Now, these choices can range from poor choices, where you simply made a bad decision, to decisions that didn't produce the results we had hoped for. You thought you were making a really good decision, but it didn't go the way that you had hoped it would. And this can also range up to sinful choices. There is sorrow when choices we've made don't turn out the way we had hoped. Whether it's a poor choice, whether it was what we thought was a good decision, but it didn't produce the results we had hoped for. In other words, it was a disappointment. Or we chose to do something sinful and all the consequences that came with it. Now, this kind of sorrow is called regret. You feel regret and or guilt. Regret and guilt. And I want to take a couple weeks here to talk about dealing with regret and guilt, because those emotions can be as debilitating as the sorrow we feel when we lose someone we love. Regret is sorrow aroused by circumstances beyond our power to change. When choice produces unexpected negative results that can't be undone, we all experience regret. Now, this week, we're going to specifically focus on regret over non-sinful choices and decisions. Now, by next week, I think we'll get to regret over sinful choices. But this week, I want to focus specifically on regret over non-sinful choices. You didn't sin, but you made a choice that was either, you knew it going into it, it was a poor decision, and sure enough it was, or you thought it was a good decision, but it didn't work out anything like you had planned, and you feel regret. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. I want to look at something that happened to David, because this, much of the stuff that's recorded in the Old Testament was written. It's real stuff that happened to real people. I don't know if you are aware of that or not, but 50% of the Bible is history. It's history just as much as anything written in an American history textbook or a Missouri history textbook or a world history textbook. In fact, it's actually more reliable. Those books can have mistakes, and this history book that I'm looking at here sitting on my table has no mistakes in it. But 50% of the Bible is history. Real people who experienced real challenges and got real help from God. And Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says that the things that were written here were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Much of this stuff was written to help us deal with the challenges we face. And David experienced a situation where he felt tremendous regret, but he got victory over it. And we want to look at that this week. Now, let me set the scene. The prophet Samuel, under the direction of the Lord, anointed David to be the king of Israel while Saul, the reigning king, was still alive. Although David was supportive of and loyal to Saul, Saul became extremely jealous and set out to kill David. So David was forced to flee for his life and was hunted for many years. Now, at one point during this ordeal, David went to live for a time in Philistine territory, along with 600 men who supported him, plus their wives and children. And these are all people who followed him when he went into hiding. They went into Philistine territory. Now, although the Philistines were Israel's enemies, the king at that time, King Achish, eventually gave David and his band of followers a town called Ziklag for a home. And they lived there for over a year. Now, that's a whole can of worms for another day, how that came to be. But here's the point we're going for and what we're going to discuss this week. While David and his men were away from Ziklag on a mission, a local tribe raided the city, burned it down, and carried off all the women and children, including David's own wives. When David and the men got back to Ziklag, it's burned, and they've lost everything. And these circumstances stirred numerous emotions in all of them. First, they experienced grief over their loss. Not only had they lost homes and possessions, they'd lost their families and didn't know if they'd see them. So they've got sorrow, which turned to bitterness, which turned to anger. They've got a huge jumble of emotions here. And we're going to sort them out and get some help for ourselves. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.